We shared what transpired up in New York, where a couple of illegal immigrants had been arrested for attacking law enforcement officers. These officers were kicked and punched and attacked. And when the illegal immigrants were just released right back out onto the street with no bail up there, it's just unbelievable to me. And so I did not want that to happen in Pennsylvania. And we need to make sure that here in Pennsylvania that, number one, our laws are enforced, prosecuted, and that those who are committing illegal acts, whether they're here legally or illegally, in this case, that those individuals are prosecuted. But my bill in particular requires that there be a mandatory minimum $1 million bail for anyone who commits an attack against a law enforcement officer, so an assault against an officer.
By the way, did you know how illegal immigration hurts Pennsylvania? Welcome back to By the Way, Did You Know? And this week, we are going to revisit an issue we talked a couple weeks ago with Representative Cabell about immigration. But this is an issue we're going to hear a lot about this year. And today, this week, we had a press conference kind of highlighting some legislation that is working through the House with some House Republicans to address the issue here in Pennsylvania. Because this is, make no mistake, this is a national issue and it definitely affects Pennsylvania as well. So with me today, I have my good friend Martina White, Secretary White from Philadelphia, and my other good friend who's been on the podcast before, Representative Ryan Warner from Fayette County. Thanks for being here, guys.
Happy to be here, Torin.
You got it.
Yeah, so Secretary White, you kind of organized a press conference today. There's a package of bills out there. You have a pretty important bill in that package. Tell me what you're working on.
Sure. So today at the press conference, we shared what transpired up in New York, where a couple of illegal immigrants had been arrested for attacking law enforcement officers up there. And that really was shocking to me that, you know, these officers were kicked and punched and attacked. And when the illegal immigrants were just released right back out onto the street with no bail up there, it's just unbelievable to me. And so I did not want that to happen in Pennsylvania. When they got out of, you know, the courtroom, they basically flicked everybody the bird, and it was just totally inappropriate. And we need to make sure that here in Pennsylvania that, number one, our laws are enforced, prosecuted, and that those who are committing illegal acts, whether they're here legally or illegally, in this case, that those individuals are prosecuted. But my bill in particular requires that there be a mandatory minimum $1 million bail for anyone who commits an attack against a law enforcement officer, so an assault against an officer. And that's that was the summation of it, but that's what really prompted me to take this bill up and to ensure that we have a bigger conversation about what's happening in terms of illegal immigration in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Martina was somebody who worked really close on the Krasner impeachment. She was really the leader there, and you know, DA Krasner, he's showed not caring about law enforcement. So we have got to do something as well to protect our law enforcement, putting themselves actually out on the streets. And if they're going to be assaulted, there can be no leniency.
100%. Yeah. And you were obviously very integral in helping with the Krasner impeachment, Torin, and I can't thank you enough. And having this conversation today on this illegal immigration issue, it's helpful too. I think it's really important for our caucus and for our country to make sure that we're continuously fighting for the right causes, and American citizens are our cause.
And look, House Republicans have been leading the charge on law and order. And when we're talking about illegal immigration, this is what is more central to law and order than actually enforcing the laws that are on the books and protecting law and order. And Ryan, you have a bill that I think is equally as important, and something that is just absolutely insane to me that we allow in anywhere in the country, but especially here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, so my bill would effectively end municipalities from declaring themselves as sanctuary cities or sanctuary counties within the Commonwealth, right? And it goes back to what you said. It's basically openly defying the law, okay? The legislation, the other part of the legislation that I particularly like is that if a municipality wants to designate themselves as a sanctuary municipality, then they are also would become liable for any crimes that an illegal immigrant would commit in this commonwealth if they resided within that municipality.
And take a quick step back. Most people probably know what the term sanctuary city is, but what does that mean? What is that term when we're talking about illegal immigration?
Yeah, so basically it's defying federal immigration laws, right? So if you have a known illegal immigrant for, for whatever various reasons, and it is basically not reporting that person to ICE, okay? So you are not reporting that illegal immigrant to the federal authorities that would then deport that person. So you're just basically, you're harboring them here. You're saying, even though we know that you're not here legally, even though you just committed a crime, we know you're not here legally, it's okay for you to stay in this municipality.
And this is actually, I think, is why this has become such a national crisis, is that you have all these cities across the country, including Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, that have said that they're come to our state. We're not going to press charges. We're not going to deport you. I mean, in what world does that make any sense?
Well, it definitely doesn't make sense in our world. And I made this point during the press conference today was, look, in our form of government, in this republic, laws matter. We don't just get to pick and choose what laws we want to follow, right? Like, I'm not the biggest fan of the income tax, but I can't go, hey, you know what? My house is an income tax sanctuary, and I'm just not paying it because I don't feel like following federal law. That's not how it works here. And by the way, there's not one law in this country that you cannot change. Every law can be changed. And if you don't like our immigration laws, change them then, right? We have, and you said it earlier, we have legal immigration laws where we allow people from across this world here, right? We allow people from all walks of life. If you don't think that's good enough, then you need to try to effectuate change within our system of government.
Yeah, and in my community, I mean, we are very reliant on the temporary farm workers, H-2A workers.
Absolutely.
That come here legally, that they're here, and it undermines the legal immigration policies that we have here. So you're right. I mean, we can't just openly defy the laws of the Commonwealth of the United States. It's ridiculous. And Martina, you live in Philadelphia. What's the impact been on these sanctuaries? I mean, you live in a sanctuary city.
I live in a sanctuary city.
What's the impact?
And exactly what Representative Warner just shared with everybody. Basically, if an illegal immigrant commits a crime in the city, they're back out on the street almost immediately. And sadly, this isn't something that is unique in our city to the illegal immigrants that are coming here. Apparently, there's flights flying into Philadelphia International Airport, 200 to 250 each of the past several weeks. This has been transpiring with illegal immigrants on these flights. So I don't know who any of them are. I don't know where they're from, and I don't know if they have a criminal past or not. And I think it's unfair for American citizens, especially Philadelphians, who are subjected and placed under this sanctuary city that Democrats have just, basically usurped and undermined federal law by implementing, then they can just, be free to do and roam around as they wish. And I think it's just really unfair for citizens who could be subjected to any various crimes that could be committed against them, and all of a sudden they become a victim. I would say that's something that the Democrats have been promoting consistently throughout the year. I think earlier this year, Speaker Joanna McClinton, wants to get more of the prisoners who, who murdered others and committed heinous, violent crimes, to allow them to, go through the pardons board, but reduce the numbers that's needed in order
fast
to get out.
Fast track it, essentially.
Fast track getting these people out of prison. And it's like they're putting criminals first and victims last. We are, as a Republican caucus, are prioritizing victims, law and order, justice, and fairness in just everyday life.
And I think it's really important to note, and Representative Warner, I think you said it at the press conference, is that this isn't just, illegal immigration in the sense that this is people coming and finding a better life in America. These are criminals, too, that are coming. We have cartel members, MS-13. We have human trafficking. I mean, there are drug smuggling. I mean, that when you open up your borders, all that's coming in, too. Terrorists, right? I mean, this is a huge issue.
So in Philadelphia, we have Kensington. It's an open-air drug market. It's very clear that the cartels run those streets, and people are coming there and flocking there because they know they can get access to illicit drugs, And this type of activity ruins neighborhoods, and our communities are suffering because of it. We need to make sure that our laws are upheld, that our border is sealed, so that we can make sure that we know who's coming into our country and who these individuals are, that they aren't criminals.
Right. And Ryan, you talked as well a little bit about you had introduced this legislation to get rid of sanctuary, not allow sanctuary cities. I think sometimes we say, well, is there a chance that's going to get passed? Probably not. But that already had an impact in your community.
Yeah, absolutely. So after a few news reports that we just recently seen Westmoreland County, which was partially a sanctuary county, change its status just because people became aware of the issue. So the legislation being out there alone has been able to help effectuate change.
Yeah, and we know House Democrats aren't going to run these bills. They have not shown to run these bills, but that's our message. That's our jobs as House Republicans, is to show this is what we stand for. These are the issues that we stand for. Elections have consequences, and we're going to continue messaging why immigration, illegal immigration, is damaging to the Commonwealth.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, just to highlight what I think is one of the most important things is the criminal activity that the open borders and sanctuary cities allow. Because are there people that are crossing with good intentions? Absolutely there are.
Of course.
But we can't tell the difference. That's the problem. That's why you have a legal immigration system, right? Because we want the people here that want to better their lives, that want to work, want to help for the good of our country and the good of their families, right? But there's no way of us to know, hey, that person wants to come here and work and help their family. That person's joining a gang and bringing in drugs or smuggling in children or whatever else, human trafficking. It's impossible to know. You can't know.
Right. And that is why this issue, I think, is so pivotal, something that affects not just the border states. We hear that all the time. This affects Pennsylvania. This affects our rural communities. This affects our cities. This affects our suburban areas as well. We have got to be strong on this issue. Martina and Ryan, you guys have clearly been leaders in this. I thank you for taking the time, and we're going to keep messaging this and hopefully make some progress on this issue as we head into June.
Yeah, sounds great.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us again.
This has been By the Way, Did You Know? Tune in for all of my podcasts at repecker.com/mypodcast.